side, coming all the way up. Chest and score! And Sterling comes away with the overtime win, a minute into overtime. Tommy Shan comes down the left side, and he buried it.
He bring it back. Sterling digs it up by Brook. Set it for Kriebel. Kriebel spikes, and Sterling is state champs in 2013.
By Derek Crisman. Looks like he's fouled there. Put it on the desperation shot. And there he goes!
It's good! It's good!
Only Jerry Crisman favoring to win the game! Jerry Crisman!
You're
afraid
to be kidding me!
As Sterling upsets the Delsey Crusader!
Second down and 10 now. Larry Bay going to get the carry across the 40-yard line. He's got some daylight across the 30, across the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! To get it over, Nascimento. Morales. Set able Korzynski on the far side block, and they have won it. Korzynski hits it home off of a Viking, and Sterling is going to advance to the championship.
You're listening to live Sterling High School sports coverage here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lower Cape May Regional High School, home of the Caper Tigers, and also home for tonight's South Jersey Group 2 girls basketball final between the aforementioned Caper Tigers and the Sterling Lady Knights. Rob Strauss, Kevin Schulz, Matt McPherson going to bring you all the action live. We are about 1 minute away from tip-off. Send it over to Tad Kozineski to bring us all the play-by-play action here in the first quarter.
Thank you very much, Rob. We are in a standing room only gym. The gym has been closed off.
You guys hear me over there?
We are just about set for the pregame announcements. We'll go in a second here and listen to our PA announcers. We get set for this South Jersey Group 2 championship game.
That's how I'm doing.
Check, check.
Welcome to Lower Cape May Regional High School for tonight's Division II matchup between our own Lady Caper Tigers and the visiting Lady Silver Knights from Sterling. Please remember, these are high school athletes performing here tonight. We ask that this contest be about the student athletes, not the referees or those in the stands. We recognize our officials are here to do their best and to make our game as fair as possible. Please acknowledge the following Cape Atlantic League and Lower Cape May Regional rules. Respect the decisions of the officials. Welcome opponents to our school and treat them as guests. All school rules are in effect. And now at this time, would everyone please rise, remove your hats, place your hands on your hearts, while Lower Zone Alex Marino sings for you our national anthem.
Oh, who say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, and o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. And oh, who said us that star-spangled banner yet wave? For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thanks, Alex.
Alex Marino, thank you, sir. Very nice. And now for tonight's starting lineups. First, let's welcome our opponents coming all the way from Sterling. These are the Lady Knights. Starting at center, a junior, number 23, Jordan Wallace. At forward, a junior, number 21, Loey Naomi Carter. At guard, a senior, number 14, Brenna Lambert. At forward, a senior, number 5, Chanel Robinson. And at guard, a senior, number 4, Dom Budd. Let's hear it for our Lower Cape May Regional Lady Caper Tigers! Starting it forward, a senior, number 1, Lizzie Sulecki! At guard, a senior, number 3, Ryan Young! At forward, a senior, number 10, Kelly Wonder. At forward, a senior, number 2, Maddie Gibson. And at guard, a senior, number 12, Lauren Holden.
Well, it's been over 14 years since one of the historic programs in girls basketball has won a South Jersey championship. And in about an hour and a half, we'll know if they'll be able to win another. It's Sterling, number 2 at 24-4. Lower Cape May, number 1 at 27-2. Everyone on their feet from the fan standpoint as we get set for tip-off. Lower Cape May and Sterling, Tad Kosineski, Kevin Schulz, Matt McPherson, and Rob Strauss set to bring you all the action here on Sterling Radio and our delayed version on Sterling TV 19. Sterling has already taken the court. They are the visiting team. They are in all blue. Lower Cape May, the home team, white with the blue and black trim. Sterling will go right to left. Lower Cape May left to right. And we are just about set for opening tip-off. The referee is ready. The teams are ready. We are ready. And this game is underway. Sterling controls the tip. Quickly in the corner. Carter for 3. It's long, an air ball. Rebounded Wallace. She loses it out of bounds with Sterling ball.
Well, Sterling had Carter go for the 3. You had a hand in her face right there. Little nose to start things out. Sterling's going to get the inbound.
Carter inbound under her own basket. Gets into Robinson. Carter swings it out. Near side foul line, extended left. Bud on 3-point line, sizes over the man-to-man defense.
I think this is comfortable. This is a key early on. Get comfortable in your half-court set for Sterling.
Trying to get it into Jordan. They have double coverage on her thus far in this zone.
You can see, Taz, exactly what Chris Jones was saying. They're fronting her with one girl and coming weak side from behind her. They got 2 girls on her at all times.
They are literally pushing her, getting hands on her from behind. Sterling trying to figure it out. Robinson, foul line, extended left. Now Bud goes inside 3, pulls it back out. Here's a 3-pointer off by Brenna Lambert, no good. Wallace grabs the rebound, kicks it back out. Sterling will set it up. Carter goes inside, turnover. Here comes Lower Cape May. On the break, going with it is Gibson. She drops out, kicks it out for Holden for 3, no good. Rebounded underneath Robinson, and she is fouled. Foul against Lower Cape May.
Early foul right there, but one thing you're seeing, both teams' outside shooters have had the first 3 shots. A little bit off, a little bit of nerves there.
Lizzie Selecki, junior, has picked up her first foul.
And Bud got caught up a little bit. Great defense there by Lauren Holden.
Sterling right back down. Robinson trips at the foul line. Sends it out foul line, extended right to Carter. Inside to Wallace, who turns at the rim and converts. We're tied at two.
Great job. Great positioning down low by Jordan Wallace. And they really have no answer for it.
That's a great job. That's the one time the Lower Cape only had one girl on her. They're able to find Jordan Snakes. A nice spin move. And scores the basket.
Lower Cape May, their first offensive set. We're tied at two. In the corner. Now they go top of the key. Here is Holden. Fakes it. Puts up a three. Kaboom! And 5 points for Lauren Holden.
Brenna Lambert gave her a little too much room on that man-to-man defense. She's able to get that three-pointer off.
5-2, Lower Cape May. Sterling in their set. Double team in the corner. Carter picks it up. Top of the key. Puts off a three. It's long off the backboard. Rebounded by Robinson. And Robinson is fouled from behind. Rian Young, number three for Lower Cape May, and the foul. Her first, the team's second.
Real nice job by Chanel Robinson. Getting a rebound. Great position. Using her body. More importantly, draws another foul on Lower Cape May.
Carter inbounds under her own basket. Sterling trails at 5-2. Looking to get it in. Gets it inside. It's stolen away. Here comes Holden. Holden, a chance to go coast to coast. Pulls up from 5 feet and hits it. Holden has all 7 points.
Well, we mentioned a lot of different things. One thing Sterling can't afford to have happen that's happened early on is the turnovers.
7-2, Lower Cape May. 5:30 to go here, first quarter. Sterling across the timeline. Man-to-man defense now for Lower Cape May. Dom Budd taking her time. They call the play. Pulls up at the top of the key. Still looking. Fakes the three. Goes into Wallace. Wallace at the block. Turns it. Stolen. Coming away with this Holden. She's across midcourt. She's going to pull it out and set it up. Holden, top of the key. Kicks to her right. Two-pointer is off by Young. No good. Ball kicks all the way out. Young got her own rebound. Kicks it inside to get it out for Holden for three. Her shot is good. Holden with 10 points. And Sterling calls time.
A great move, great ball move by Lower Cape May. And again, you're giving Lauren Holden a little bit too much room. Gotta know where she is at all points in that half-court set.
That's something Brenna's guarding her in man-to-man defense right now. Brenna went for the loose ball, didn't get it out of bounds, but it left Lauren Holden wide open at the top of the key to drain that three.
4:57 to play here in the first quarter. Sterling trailing it 10-2. Lauren Holden all 10 points.
And that's something we talked about in the pregame, guys, is Lauren Holden. She had a couple easy baskets off of turnovers, get her in a flow, and, you know, leave her open too much room to shoot down those three-pointers.
And you can see Lower Cape May, first they're coming with the press. They were able to trap Dom Budd over here in the corner to force one turnover. And even when Sterling gets across half court, very aggressive, especially Lauren Holden out on the perimeter.
Well, it's the guard play of them, Kevin. It's the weak side guard coming double-team. That Sterling's got to rotate the ball and find the open girl.
Sterling back inbounds. Budd. Challenge at midcourt. Gets across midcourt. Sends it in the corner to Carter. Carter, top of the key now. Lambert. Lambert drives. 10-footer forces it. No good. And we're going to foul on the floor against Lower Cape May. Could be Lizzie Selecki's second foul. We'll get the call. Yes, it is. Selecki of Lower Cape May just picked up her second. If they get it inside, Wallace has had her way.
Dajanae McNeil going to check into the game for Lower Cape May. So we'll see if that plays a factor with Selecki getting a two fouls in under 3 minutes.
She's about the same size as Wallace. They inbound the ball. Robinson drives baseline, kicks it out. It's a turnover. Holden picks it up across midfloor. Kicks it inside nicely to Young. Young converts off the backboard. Her first two.
Well, we talked about how Lauren Holden could shoot from the outside. There you see her running the floor after the turnover. Finds the open girl off on the left side.
10-point lead, Lower Cape May. 4:20 to go, first period. Jordan Wallace at the top of the key, looking. Sterling looks confused in their offense here in this first quarter. Looking is Robinson. She gets to Carter. That's stolen away. Gibson, coast-to-coast layup. She converts. 12-point lead. Matt, Sterling was completely lost on offense.
Well, you know, we talked about, you know, getting that big lead, that quick lead, and now all of a sudden they're down and they're chasing that. And they're starting to press a little bit.
3:50 to go, first period. Sterling down 14-2. Inside to Wallace at the block. She puts in a hook shot in and out, no good. Rebounded by Wonder. Here comes Lower Cape May. Running the floor is Holden. Holden drives the rim. She's blocked away. Loose ball. Sterling going to pick it up for a second. Now a foul is called. I believe the foul goes against Dajanae McNeil. She comes in off the bench. Now that's the only good news thus far. It's the fourth team foul against Lower Cape May.
Yeah, a real good job of hustling. by Jordan Walsh, getting down the floor, having a block on a drive by Lauren Holden. But on the other end, you see Lower Cape May again forcing Jordan Walsh to shoot with her body, going away from the ball. Tough defense down on the low post.
Lower Cape May coaching staff gambling, going with Lizzie Selecki with her two fouls back into the game.
3:25 to go here in the first quarter. Sterling down 14-2. Dom Budd drives to the line. Right, 10-footer, no good. Loose ball picked up nicely by Carter. Top of the key, three-pointer Lambert, no good. Loose ball picked up by Lower Cape May. This is Young. Young goes in the corner, looks for help. She was open for a second, gets it back to Holden. Holden will set it up. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Sterling down 14-2.
One of the few times we've seen Lower Cape May slow things down in a half-court set right here.
Gibson now top of the key, gives it to Holden in three-point land, guarded by Lambert.
Yeah, no need for Lower Cape May to speed things up with the 12-point lead.
Driving with it, here's Gibson, nice pass inside, short off the glass, rebounded nicely by Wallace.
Yeah, that was a huge stop there by Sterling, getting the ball right here. They need some offense, need to move things around, get comfortable. The half-court set.
Wallace inside the block. She makes it, and she's fouled. A two-pointer. Give her one more as another foul is piled up by Lower Cape May. And this foul will go against Lizzie Selecki, who's just picked up her third foul.
Well, there you saw Wallace get the ball. More importantly, with the spin move, was able to get the ball up high. I think that's a big key because you see the help defense of Lower Cape May coming over and really concentrate. If Jordan Wallace brings the ball down low, batting the ball away, they've done that a couple times. Great play on that one, though, by Jordan Wallace.
Wallace makes the foul shot. She has all five of Sterling's points. Let's correct that foul. That last foul went to Madison Gibson, number two. She picks up her first. It's still the 15th foul. Sterling trailing 14-5. Lower Cape May with the ball. Foul line extended right is Wonder. They go inside. They overthrow the turnover and Sterling ball.
You can see here in a half-court set, Lower Cape May hasn't been that effective. It's been the turnovers and the transition points that have gotten out to this big lead.
Sterling trailing it by nine. They inbound the ball. Budd will take it. She's challenged man for man by Holden. They look to double as she gets across midcourt. She does clear midcourt. Cross court now. Lambert inside. Robinson spins at the block. Off the glass. Pops out. Robinson grabs her own rebound. Back up off the glass too hard. And we get a foul, I believe, against Lower Cape May.
Well, that's a great job by Robinson. You saw her get open. Didn't get the ball to her early enough, but she stayed with it and battled. And I think one thing you're seeing, guys, towards the end of this season, as we got to the end, that if you look at the end of the season, you got Chanel Robinson really doing a great job down in low post offensively.
Dajanae McNeil has just picked up her second. To the foul line is Robinson. Robinson spins in her first one.
You can see Lower Cape May's coach is furious as the fouls are now 6-0 in favor of Sterling. Lower Cape May picking up six fouls. One thing, if Chanel Robinson can make that basket, coach, down underneath the weak side post, she's going to be able to get that ball all day long with all the girls flying at Jordan Wallace.
Trying to cut the lead in half. If Robinson can make this, she does. It's 14-7. Lower Cape May with the lead. Sterling a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 1:45 and counting to go, first quarter. Lower Cape May with the lead in the ball, 14-7. Holden goes foul line extended right inside is Young. Off the glass, no good. Fight for the rebound, Sterling gets it. Here comes Budd. Pulls it out, foul line extended right. She'll set it up. Driving baseline, spinning with it as Lambert puts up a short 10-footer, rebounded by Gibson.
And Sterling needed a more patient trip there in her half-court set.
Holden with the ball, drives to the left, kicks it out to the corner. Back to Holden, in three-point land, challenged tightly this time by Lambert.
Lambert definitely trying to force her left. They set up a screen for her. She takes a deep three.
And she misses. Lower Cape May on the rebound. Kick it back out, trying to get this to Holden. They do. Holden will set it up, 1 minute to go, first quarter. Sterling down seven. Holden takes her time. They call play number one. Holden to her left, pulls up at the foul line. Shot is no good. Rebounded by Robinson. Here comes the Lady Knights. Dom Budd pulls up at three, looking, hands it off to Lambert. Lambert goes inside. Wallace shot, misses everything, out of bounds. Lower Cape May ball.
Yeah, when they're having success on Wallace, she turns. They have the defender right there, forcing her to go away from the basket. We've seen that a couple times, and they're the times they've been able to stop Jordan Wallace.
Kaylee Devine checks in the game for Lower Cape May. Lower Cape May inbound, 35 seconds to go, first period. Lower Cape May leads it 14-7. This time, Rian Young at the point guard. Holden starts at the block. Around the perimeter they go. Gibson looking inside. Here's Holden. Fakes a three, drives the lane, kicks to the right. Beautiful pass, too hard off the glass. Rebounded by Wallace. Lady Knights on the run, 15 seconds. Dom Budd picks it up. Two-pointer from the foul line is good. Dom Budd's first two makes it 14-9. Sterling back in at 5 seconds to go. Holden across midcourt. Three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound Wallace, a lot of contact, and that does it for the first quarter. So Sterling, to the most part, has weathered the storm. We have played one quarter here from Lower Cape May, and Lower Cape May leads it 14-9.
I think the big thing you saw right there, guys, on that trip down the floor by Lower Cape May, you forced Lauren Holden to get rid of the ball, to dish it off. They missed the basket, brought it down the other way. And, of course, Dom Budd, like so many times this year, came up with a huge basket to draw within five.
Yeah, certainly not the start that Sterling wanted to this game, but I believe they're down 14-2 at one point and had scored 7 straight points. So they've kind of, like you said, Tad, weathered the storm and gotten, you know, crawled back into this game.
So Lauren Holden scores the first 10 points of the game. Young gets 2, Gibson 2 for Sterling. Wallace got 5, Robinson 2, and Dom Budd at 2 as we get ready for the second quarter.
And the glaring statistic that you mentioned earlier, Tad, 6 team fouls for Lower Cape May. Sterling has yet to commit a foul. So that's, you have 2 on Lizzie Selecki and 2 on Dajanae McNeil, who came in off the bench. So we'll see if that plays a factor later on in the game.
And as we move to the second quarter for play-by-play, here's Rob Strauss.
Thank you, Tad. Ready for second quarter action. Sterling trailing this one by 5, although it could have been a lot worse. Looked like it was going to be a lot worse, Kevin.
Well, I think the biggest surprise early on was Sterling's inability to really get comfortable in their half-court set offensively. Really good defense by Lower Cape May. Then as the quarter got going, you saw Sterling really start to get a little more of a comfort zone.
Holden all the way into the basket. No good. Rebound by Brenna Lambert. And Brenna Lambert looking for Loie Naomi Carter. Nice pass to Sabrina Shankiewicz. Could have been fouled, but count the basket.
X factor.
I was going to say, we didn't mention she had checked into the game. She's on guarding Holden now.
Shankiewicz guarding Holden at the top of the key. Over to the right to Young. Young finds Wonder. Wonder to her left to Devine. Devine checks into the game for the first time for the Caper Tigers. Holden passes off. Nice pass down low to find Wonder, but she can't hang on to it.
Great job by Sinkwitz with the defense on hold, forcing her to get the ball up.
Young for 3, yes. Far corner shot by Ryan Young. She has 5, and it's a 17-11 Caper Tiger League with just about 60 seconds into this second quarter.
Give credit to Lower Cape May with the way Sterling's been defending Lauren Holden, forced to give up the ball. You see somebody else contribute offensively.
Wallace down low being guarded by Wonder. Kicks it back out to Dom Budd. Wide open far side for 3. A short rebound by Shankiewicz down low. This time she's fouled. And she's fouled by Lauren Holden. That'll be her first, but the team's 7th.
Well, you talk about Sabrina Shankiewicz coming in this game having an impact. First, great defense on Lauren Holden, forcing her to give the ball up. Then you had her lead that fast break and finish in under pressure. And almost was fouled.
Shankiewicz to the line. And she converts the first. So Sabrina Shankiewicz coming in off the bench, providing an offensive spark here early on, guys.
Yeah, and that wasn't, you know, you saw this trip where she got fouled, but the previous one, leading that fast break, that was a tough shot. Coming, getting the ball at the last minute, putting it right up, and like we said, on that opportunity, I thought she may have been fouled on that one.
Sterling has cut the deficit to 4 after trailing by 12 early in the first quarter. 6:30 left to go here in the second. Gibson over to her left to Devine. Devine working against Brenna Lambert, finds Holden. Holden against Shankiewicz. Holden dishes off to her right to Gibson. Gibson can't hit the shot, short rebound to Devine, and the Caper Tigers will reset. Gibson with a shot is short, rebound by Loie Naomi Carter, and Sterling's Dom Budd looks to go up the right side of the floor. She's fouled, count the basket. Nope, they're gonna wave it off. She traveled. With Lambert with her, and incoming in for the rebound is going to be against Sabrina Shankiewicz, her first. So she's done a little bit of everything this quarter. And a substitution check in the game. Chanel Robinson going to replace Bowie Naomi Carter.
the X factor came to play. Sabrina is doing an outstanding job on both sides of the floor.
Okay, Mayweather.
I don't like that call.
Not as late as he called it.
No. Shot was already well on the air, Rob.
Yeah, team's third foul. That's going to send Madison Gibson to the line to shoot two. First trip to the free throw line tonight for the Caper Tigers.
Yeah, I agree with you guys on the call, but I think what's happened over the last couple minutes that you're seeing is the fact that Sterling is forcing Lauren Holm to give up the ball and forcing other people to contribute offensively. I think that's been a big part of him coming back and only being down by two.
Gibson misses the first. Second one on the way by Gibson is good. Selecki just checked back into the game for the Caper Tigers with their two fouls. Bud brings it up the floor for Sterling. Has a lane, but it quickly collapses on her. Cross court for Shinkowitz. Shinkowitz goes off the fingertips, hangs onto it, and now throws it away and finds in the hand to Holden. Holden far side.
Ooh.
And slipping on the play is Shinkowitz. She goes down hard. She's still down at the foul line holding her face.
I believe she caught an elbow by Jordan Wallace unintentionally.
Yeah.
She was trying to come out and pick up Holden, and Jordan was backing up.
That's a good job by the referee. He told Coach, stay off the floor. She might be able to stay in.
I agree. For an injury, they had to come out until the next dead ball. That's what I thought was the rule.
Substitution, Loie Naomi Carter going to check back in for Shinkowitz with her
wow.
two fouls.
That's
puts up an errant shot, rebound by Wallace.
They're gonna
and they're going to call an offensive foul on Jordan Wallace.
I'll tell you what's happening here, Coach, is that the Lower Cape May coach complains so much about the foul.
An easy layup there.
Holden walks it up the floor, 17 fouls for Lower Cape May, 5 for Sterling.
You can see Jordan
loses the handle, now back out to Holden. Holden travels.
That was Carter on the block there. Big play.
One thing is, you see Sabrina Shinkowitz come out of the game, but Sterling picks things right up, forcing Lauren Holden to give up the ball.
Full timeout, Sterling here with 3:43 left to go in the half. Sterling trailing 18-15. And I guess it's a story of team fouls here, guys.
Well, now it's 7-5, and a couple of those fouls against Sterling were very, very questionable. I thought you could have given a foul to Holden that last rush up the floor. She reached in on the shot.
Well, the one on Jordan Wallace, I mean, obviously she went up, but at the same time, she was head and shoulders way
Tar.
Above the girl. Right, you're going to get those ones. That's the one where you got to judge. There wasn't any contact right there.
I'm telling you, that's where the referees are listening to the Lower Cape May coach. He's yelling that the fouls were 6-0 at one point, and they're trying to even it out just to appease him.
Well, Sterling is still in the game, Rob. They trail at 18-15, and they're really forcing Holden to pass the ball.
I think that's been a big thing. The defense Sterling's had has forced her to give the ball up, and at the same time, they haven't had many contributions from other players, and I think that's forcing Lauren Holden when she has the ball. Take a few off-bounce shots. You saw her come off to the right side, throw up an off-bounce shot, and it's gotten her out of her offensive rhythm. A girl who shoots very well, obviously, from the outside, has missed in the last few attempts.
They're definitely forcing her to her left where she doesn't seem as comfortable going to her left. As you see, the Lower Cape May coach still working the officials over there.
Chanel Robinson to inbounds, right in front of the home fans on the far side of the court. Gets it into Dom Bud. It's Bud, Shinkowitz, Robinson, Naomi Carter, and Jordan Wallace on the floor for Sterling. Down low for Chanel Robinson. Robinson double team, strong take to the hoop.
Yeah,
and in for Chanel Robinson.
And you're seeing initially, got the double team a little bit late coming over, but Chanel Robinson's going to have room. Again, another great offensive play in a low post by Chanel Robinson.
Sterling within one, Holden with the drive all the way to the basket. Pull-up jumper, still off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Jordan Wallace.
Again, another play where Holden's pressured on the drive to the basket.
But all the way up the floor is stripped by Madison Gibson. Goes out of bounds, will still be Sterling basketball with 3:10 left to go on the clock.
Lower Cape May is a lot of reaching for the ball. You see a lot where Chanel Robinson was underneath with Dom Bud on that drive. A lot of reaches. All of a sudden, they're clean.
Shinkowitz to inbound.
Oh, wide open.
Robinson wide open down low. Hits a basket and the foul.
Well, there's a case of the defense going over towards Jordan Wallace. And again, great job by Chanel Robinson, who's come up huge in the last couple minutes offensively in the low post.
Fouls on Carrie Wonder. That's her first. It's the team's eighth. And now a timeout, full timeout on the floor, Lower Cape May. Sterling with their first lead of the game, 19-18.
And guys, credit this team, credit these girls for not giving up when the game was not going their way early on. It looked like it was going to be a blowout in the first 2-3 minutes of the game. And they've battled, they've fought their way back in this game, taking their first lead with 3:06 left in the first half, and give them a lot of credit.
And you talk about Lower Cape May coming out, executing the game plan initially, stopping Sterling in the half-court set, really coming up with great defense, forcing turnovers. And again, Ted, Matt, you guys said it, them weathering that storm and putting himself in this position, that's something that just shows you how these girls can handle adversity. Something we've seen
all even with their guards, which if Sterling can rotate the ball, it leaves either Lohi or Brenner, or now will be Sabrina open on the perimeter.
Robinson to the line to complete the old school three-point play. Shot is up and it's good. Sterling outscoring Lower Cape May in this quarter. Sterling basketball.
Yeah, more importantly, another trip down the floor where Holden drove. You saw the first help defense come over, then the second help defense. She's very frustrated on what she's been trying to do, coming up short on the offensive end.
Robinson outlets to Naomi Carter on the near side. Now back up top for Dom Butt. Sterling spreading it out now. Bud calling for Naomi Carter to her left. Naomi Carter in the near corner for Dom Bud. Bud looking for Shinna, bounces around and falls. Jordan Wallace has seven, her first bucket since the first quarter.
A lot of contact, Rob, and they're letting Lower Cape May get away with it.
It's a little inconsistent with
left for Holden. Holden this being guarded against Shinkowitz. Holden drives inside, can't get it to fall, she's short. And somehow a rebound falls in the hands of Gibson, but there'll be a foul on the play.
Are you kidding me?
And it's going to go against Dom Bud. That's her second, team sixth.
All you want as a coach is consistency with the officials, and you haven't seen it here. I try not to sound like a homer for Sterling, but it's just the stuff that they're letting go and the stuff that they're calling is just very inconsistent.
Team taken away by Gibson. Holden back the other way. Crossover dribble. Little 10-foot jumper short. Rebound to Chanel Robinson. Robinson in some trouble. Outlets to Bud on the far side. Bud, all the way up the floor to Wallace. Wallace, little floater, falls. And Wallace answers back. 35 seconds left to go in the half. Sterling a four-point A.
Help defense that they've been playing on Lauren Holden has been outstanding. Yeah. They've been hedging on screens, which is something they did not do a good job of last year. The one thing I would be critical of is when there's a loose ball, whoever's guarding Lauren Holden will leave and go for the loose ball. I would stay with Holden.
Yeah. Holden to the line where she shot 14 of 16 last time these two met. First shot by Holden is nothing but nylon. And another trying to get across the timeline. Bud has about 5 seconds. Finally gets it across, but turns it over to Gibson. Finds Holden, and the game is now tied. 10 seconds left to go on the clock. Lambert trying to work against the pressure. It's deflected. Bud with 5 seconds left to go. Up the court to Naomi Carter. Carter shot at the buzzer. No good. Rebound to Wallace, but it will not count. And we go into the half as we enter the half, tied at 24.
Well, just a great job by
Steve. When I say this, some very questionable calls defensively against Sterling.
Well, what I said in May and in the beginning of the game, were they all warranted? I don't know. But at least just be consistent. You were calling it very close to the vest early on, and now you're letting all this stuff go, and the stuff that you're calling against Sterling to kind of even it out is just very, very questionable.
And you talked about having the Lower Cape May coach being in the area of officials when Sterling was in their half-court set right there, having an impact. And again, you look at some of the calls, it was just like a touch would give you a call winning early on in the game. That wasn't the case.
And I would say, in maybe a biased opinion, that Lauren Holden is definitely getting some star treatment here. Some of these, she's driving to the basket and a little bit of contact, she's getting the call while she's had a couple times down here reaching in on us. And, you know, I'm sure we don't have the best angle here. I'm sure some of them are clean, but I'm sure not everyone is clean.
And again, it's very inconsistent. We're getting, Sterling's barely coming close. We're getting fouls. We have girls going up for layups, hitting the ground, and nothing. So that's why you're hearing me making some noises. I'm chewing on a bullet here, Rob. Trying to be a good boy.
So what we'll do is we'll get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, we'll break down this first half, and we'll come back with second half action in South Jersey Group 2 Final. Sterling and Lower Cape May all tied up at 24. We're back right after this.